From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. Columbia residents will vote today on whether or not to give the city the option of considering roll carts or other automated trash collection options. KBIA's Ryan Levy breaks down the issue.
A yes vote means no, and a no vote means maybe. That might be the easiest way to explain Proposition 1, which will allow residents to express their feelings on roll carts at the ballot box after years of public debate. A yes vote on Proposition 1 would lock in Columbia's current bag-based trash collection system and prevent the city from considering roll carts or other trash collection options. Supporters of the proposition say that roll carts would increase city costs, threaten the independence of some residents who can't manage roll carts on their own, and negatively impact recycling efforts. Opponents of the proposition say that voting no on Tuesday will allow the city to explore different options. Michael Trapp is a city councilman from the 2nd Ward, as well as the chairperson of the Committee for Roll Cart Choice.
A no vote would allow us the possibility to bring in experts to look at our system and to devise something that's going to be safer for our workers and less expensive for our ratepayers and better for our planet.
Trapp says worker safety concerns with the current system pushed him to his current position, but that he's sympathetic to concerns of elderly residents and residents with disabilities who might not be able to independently use roll carts. That's why he supports a hybrid system that would allow residents to choose between keeping the bags they currently use or adopting roll carts. Trapp says that a no vote is not a vote for roll carts and that there is no support on the council for a total change towards roll carts. The initiative is appearing on Tuesday's presidential primary ballot because city law requires propositions to be placed on the next available polling date after a petition is received. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.
The Missouri Senate has not recovered from last week's forced vote on legislation to shield clergy and businesses that refuse services to same-sex weddings. When the Senate convened yesterday afternoon, Democrats forced the Daily Journal to be read, which took nearly an hour. Then they spent an hour criticizing last week's actions before GOP leaders adjourned. Democratic leader Joe Kebney of St. Louis says they don't have a specific plan to retaliate.
I think after what happened last week, I think both the Democrats and the Republicans are just trying to feel each other out to see how we can progress here. You know, last week was pretty traumatic, so it's going to take a while before each side's comfortable with each other.
Meanwhile, the Senate's Republican floor leader says he plans to focus on less controversial bills this week. Governor Jay Nixon says he will lead a trade delegation to Israel next week. The governor announced yesterday that he plans to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former President Shimon Peres on his week-long trip to Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Nixon will also meet with Boeing executives and companies specializing in bioscience and software engineering. He plans to attend Easter services at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Israel will mark the fourth country Nixon has visited in 2016, following trips to Colombia, Peru, and Panama. Senator Claire McCaskill announced yesterday that she is back at work in Washington. The Democratic senator took a 3-week leave of absence to undergo breast cancer treatments after being diagnosed with the disease last month. Senator McCaskill says her prognosis is promising.
Over the last 3 weeks, I've heard from a lot of important people, but the cards and letters that I received from Missourians, many of whom I've never met personally, were really what lifted me.
McCaskill says she will be focusing her attention on this week's Senate hearings into drug pricing. Past Boone County Democratic Central Committee Chairperson Phyllis Fugit says McCaskill's efforts to ensure patient access to affordable medication are vital healthcare reforms. Fugit, a breast cancer survivor herself, says that pharmaceutical companies need regulatory oversight to ensure that pricing practices are fair and affordable. The University of Missouri System Board of Curators have named a Kansas City doctor and a St. Louis attorney to lead the committee searching for a new system president. Yesterday, the curators approved attorney Cheryl Walker and Dr. James Whitaker to head the committee. Both are graduates of schools in the University of Missouri system. The board also chose Isaacson Miller as the executive search firm that will work closely with the committee to lead the presidential search. Forums will be held the first week of April on the four university systems campuses to discuss desired qualifications for the next president. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.